you came up with what it seems to be a very sensible definition of what a tree is after going through some of the more formal ones. So your simple definition is?
If you can walk under it, it's a tree. If you have to walk around it, it's a shrub.
I love that. Thank you very much. That was just, because this book runs somewhere between making the academics happy and making the rest of us understand what the hell we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a hard range to find?
Yeah, that's kind of the balance that I've tried to walk through my bird guides and this, and it's I think there a lot of people are really interested in nature and want to learn more about it, but don't have time to take a college level course in botany and learn the meaning of 30 different words for hairy or downy or. So I try to do away with all of that technical jargon and explain things in simple terms. And to me, some of the most fascinating stuff is the biology behind all of it, the why the trees grow the way they do, and what is the definition of a tree. And the fact, just the simple fact that there is no real biological definition of a tree. It's just a plant that grows really big with a certain form, but species in the same, even in the same genus, like dogwoods, there are trees 40, 60 feet tall, and another species very closely related that's just a little ground cover, never more than 6 inches tall. So very close relatives can have completely different growth forms. So this is really sort of it's the equivalent of doing a field guide to the large birds of North America.
Let's talk about the actual layout of any sort of section, because you've got it broken down by basic species first, and then what am I going to see at any one page? Which, by the way, illustrations are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Your illustrator is that Sibley guy that you hang out with.
Yeah.
So you got to, you, I mean...
Lock him in the studio and let him out when the work's done.
My only complaint was that the blue spruce I didn't think was blue enough. But that's pretty, you know, petty. And then I read through and went, like, okay, in a lot of places blue spruces aren't even blue.
Yeah, in the wild, they're usually not blue. The cultivated ones have been selected for their blue color, so they tend to be really, some strikingly pale blue, but that's not the natural condition of the tree.
So what are we going to see on any given page? So how's it sort of laid out?
Well, I wanted to make it really a visual catalog of trees to function the way a modern bird guide does, where you see something interesting and you can just flip through the pages of the book until you find a picture that matches. And for the trees, that meant illustrating multiple variations of the leaves, several variations of fruit, the flowers, the twigs, the bark, and sometimes the bark on a young tree and the bark on an older tree are different. So I tried to put all those images together and then arrange them in a consistent way on the pages, so that as you flip through the book, all the leaves are in the middle of the page and the twigs are at the bottom, and so you can look in a consistent place as you flip through for whatever part of the tree you're looking for. And hopefully, they're also arranged with their closest relatives. So genera and families are presented together in the guide. So
my favorite part was the little yellow boxes, kind of sidebars.
Yeah.
I mean, the other stuff is kind of predictable. You'd see the map of the range and how high it was and what its closest. But the little yellow boxes, I think you had the most fun with those. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, those to some extent, those were filler. It was where there was space on a page that I needed to add something to, but it in there was always something interesting to say about a tree besides the identification. So those little yellow boxes are all about, well, all kinds of things. Some are about the diseases that are threatening trees. Some are about habitat or associations between different species of trees, ones that are found together. Some are about the tree's strategy for producing fruit, like pines and oaks will have they're on a multi-year cycle producing fruit every few years as a way to keep the populations of squirrels and jays down to a level where they won't eat everything. So it was really fun researching those and trying to find interesting little tidbits that would just add to the whole experience of identifying trees.
The book is The Sibley Guide to Trees. It's written and illustrated by David Allen Sibley. You've probably seen his name on his famous bird guides. And The Sibley Guide to Trees, published by Knopf.